Parshas Chukat deals with the parasha of the Para Aduma. Zos Chukas HaTorah Asher Tziva Hashem. And the laws of the Para Aduma, the red cow, is described as the quintessential chok. It's a mitzvah that is beyond human comprehension. It's very difficult to understand the whole procedure, how someone who became defiled through the dead, and you sprinkle, and then he becomes tahar, but the one who does the sprinkle becomes tameh. So basically, if it's, this is the mechanism, someone who became defiled, tameh meis, and that was the way they became pure. So the question is, bizman hazeh, in our day, we no longer have the Para Aduma. So a person can never become pure. And let's take a Kohen, since it affects the Kohen the most. Does it make a difference today, the fact that we don't have a Para Aduma and Kohanim Atameh, would that affect the rules of the Kohanim coming in contact with the dead? So there's a famous Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. Let's say if a Kohen is Mitame Lames, so, for the seven relatives, he's permitted to. But in the case, let's say, where he's not, he's Mitame Lames, so he violates a lav, he violates a negative commandment. And therefore, so the Rambam writes, as long as he's still involved with touching the maize, it's all one thing. Tumah b'chiburim. But if once he leaves the maize and then he comes back, he violates another law. So every time, even though there was no, he didn't become pure in between, each, the Rambam writes clearly, there's a specific prohibition each and every time a Kohen comes in contact with the dead. So therefore, the Rambam writes, even Mizman HaZeh, we don't have a Para Aduma, it doesn't make a difference. The fact that Kohen's tummy, you could be Mosif out to Maso, and each additional time you come in contact with the dead, you violate a biblical prohibition. That is the opinion of the Rambam. The Ravid, on the Rambam in Hilchas Naziris, writes that no, that since Bizman HaZeh, since all the Kohanim Atami anyway, so therefore, there's no Isser to be Mosif al-Tuma, therefore once you're Tame, that's it, you can't become more defiled, and there is no prohibition to come in contact with the dead. That's how it appears, the Ravid says, that it seems to be a fundamental machlok as Rambam and Ravid, and whether today a Kohen could be Mitame Lameis, because we don't have the Para Aduma, the Rambam writes each additional time you're liable, and the Ravid at first glance seems to say it's okay. However, upon deeper inspection, we see that even the Ravid himself doesn't really say it. The Ravid, at best, would say it's still a biblical prohibition, but you might not get makis for it. You might not get lashes, a punishment. Because that's what the Rav writes elsewhere, not that it's permitted. In fact, originally, no Debi Yehuda, the Dogon Rebbe, used this as a sad lakula to come in for, we'll see, part of his Svek Sveka, and one side of the Svek Sveka was that the Rav's opinion, a Kohen could come in contact with the dead. In other words, it's similar to like the Ravid's position by the Kedushas HaMikdash. At first glance, it seems to be a fundamental dispute between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam writes it's prohibited, Bizman HaZeh, even though there's a Churban HaBayis, the temple no longer exists, it's destroyed. Nevertheless, it's a biblical prohibition to come in contact with the, it's a biblical prohibition to go up to the Makam HaMikdash. And the Ravid writes, HaNichnas Ata, and no, one who goes up now, there is no penalty, Ein Lo Kares. So, at first glance, people want to say, so some opinions will say, according to the Ravid, it's permitted. And that seemed to be what the Meiri writes about, that at certain points in Jewish history, the Jews did go up by the Makom HaMikdash. But the Ravid writes, some say it's mutter to go up. Others say no. If you look at the Ravid carefully and based on other places, the Ravid also holds it's prohibited. It's a biblical prohibition. He just says you're not chayev kares. You're not liable to kares, but doesn't mean hanechnas ata, but doesn't mean it's permitted. And in fact, and that's why they explained, the Achronim, Rav Zolti and others explained that there are really two different psukim about the iser for a tamei mace to go into by the Makom HaMikdash. One place it says kares, another place it doesn't say kares. So Rav Zolti explains is when the Beis HaMikdash is up and the walls are there, then it's not only an iser deraisa, but yechayev kares. When it's a Churban HaBayis, it's still an Issah Daraisa. The Temple Mount has the Kedusha, except there is no Chi of Kares. So they point out that this Machlokas is similar, this Machlokas is here by Tumas Meis, that either some say it's a fundamental Machlokas, Rambam and Ravid, that today a Kohen can be Metamu Lameis. Others say no, really the Ravid agrees to the Rambam, it's a biblical prohibition. The issue is only if there's an Isser Kares. So that's one famous Machlokas, Rambam and Ravid. And another famous Machlokas among the Rishonim, Tosis and the Rambam, and does this Tuma extend to a Gentile as well? So it's this Machlokas among the Rishonim, and it's mostly regarding most assume to come in contact with the Gentile corpse is a problem. Being in the same room is your halacha of Tumas Ohel, being in the same room as a non-Jewish corpse. So some Rishonim say yes, the Isser of Tumas Ohel applies to non-Jews as well. And others say no, you're permitted to be in a place of, if it's a non-Jew, of Tumas Ohel. So how do we paskin? So the Mechaber brings down in Shulchan Aruch about not going to the Kivrei Yaakov, not going in. And the Ramah, as right, says as well, one should be Zohar, one should try to be Machmer. So the way people learn, it's a Machlokas, the Mechaber Ramah. Mechaber says it's Usur. There's less room for a Svardi Kohen to be able to go into Kivrei Yaakov. For a Ramah, it's best to be Machmir, but it seems to be there's room. That room to perhaps to matter it. But either way, so someone to point out, no, from the fact that Shulchan Aruch says you can't go into Kivrei Yaakov, it's Mashma we pass in Kivrei Yaakov. Is Mitame. So other Achronim say, no, it's not a Raya. Maybe Kivrei Yaakov ain't a matami. The reason why you can't go to a non-Jewish cemetery because unfortunately you have many Jews buried there. And therefore, that's why. So you have two famous disputes, either whether Kivrei Yaakov matami or not, and whether the Rambam Ravid, and whether the Yisr for Kohi to be matami or not. So yes, I think the Dogon Rava was discussing the Mishnah Lamelech about Jews being in the mummy business. Could a Kohen be in the mummy business? So he discusses this Svek Sveka about, number one is, maybe it's a Machlokas Rambam and Ravid. Even if we go with the Rambam, maybe it doesn't apply to a non-Jew. I guess, in the case you're assuming that you're not you're not actually touching it. In fact, and this is the famous discussion of people discuss today whether a Kohen could attend medical school. So there are those who are very machbid and machmer and say no. Not being machbid, they think it's a halacha, it's a pasuk and chumash, that Amora Kohan and Bnei Aaron, and since today it's very little left that a Kohen could do, so one of the things are the issue of Tumas Meis, so therefore a Kohen should not go to medical school, should not come in contact with the dead. However, is there any room to be mekel? So someone who, so Rav Moshe quotes someone to say it's pikuach nefesh. It's life-saving. Alright, so Rav Moshe goes to test. What do you mean it's life-saving? It's not life-saving going to medical school. It's once you become a doctor, then it might be a pikuach nefesh case. So Rav Moshe thinks it's a chil Hashem, a Kohen doctor, a Kohen should not go to medical school, should not become a doctor. So some hold from the pikuach nefesh, and Rav Moshe says it's crazy, because it's not pikuach nefesh. As No Debbie Huda writes in another area about autopsy, you need a cholo miyofar, you need the cholo in front of you now. If the cholo is in front of you now, then we could be lenient and do the autopsy. And secondly, we have the Svek Sveka we mentioned, and maybe the Machokas Rambam and Ravid, whether a Kohen has to be Musar today. And second, if he does, maybe it doesn't apply to guys if you're being in the same room. There's a famous Heter Rav Goren. Rav Goren talks about Cherev Harehu Kacholo, that this is special, even though a Kohen can't come in contact with the dead, Aviyavos Atuma, but there's a special halacha, the Ramaz Mekoan, that if a sword touched the dead, you could still hold the sword. And so in other words, the Rav Goren suggests, give him your metal watch or some other kui, something you're going to wear, and then you let him give it to someone to go to the cemetery, get a tummy. And then you go ahead and you put it on. Therefore, it's like the Rambam, you're basically always being connected to the dead, like you never left the dead, and therefore it's okay. Rav Schechters and others don't like this because they say the Yisr isn't the Tumas Mace, the Yisr is the Skravis, it's the coming closer. There's no head to go to medical school knowing that you're going to have to come in contact with the dead. And they say over Rav Tengler, was lenient in a case where if you could work it out that you don't come in contact with the dead body, someone else does the work for you, your lab partner, then in theory one could do it. Ultimately, maybe we'll go into virtual medical school and it won't be an issue. The issue is in medical school, the issue is it could be dental school also, the issue is coming in contact with the dead. As long as if it's just going to be computers and not cadavers, then you know, there's what to discuss. We'll have to continue more about this later.